This piece was brought to you by Cane Vineyard and Winery, cane5.com, heritageradionetwork.org.
This is the news.
In 2009, responding to increasingly poor scallop harvests, Maine's Department of Marine Resources implemented a rotating closure strategy that basically meant no fishing for a dozen coastal areas. This was the first step in a series of conservation regulations that lasted until 2012. Happily, the closure seemed to be paying off. Less extreme fishery restrictions remain, but now with the highest yields of the decade.
If you have an area that's got scallops in it, and you just leave them alone for a while, you are going to be well rewarded for that lack of effort.
That was Tog Braun, fishery consultant and ardent champion of Maine dayboat scallops. As positive as these results and recent record-breaking price increases have been for Maine fishermen, offshore scallops still dominate the market and ultimately determine prices.
Last year, I mentioned we had some of the highest landings that we've had for quite some time, but it was still only around 300,000 pounds. And that contrasts to the federal fishery, where they're bringing in over 50 million pounds in a year. So we produce far less than 1% of the scallops that are coming in, and we don't really have a good distribution system that can really market those effectively as the distinct product that they are.
The main difference is that offshore fisheries, in order to maximize landings and cut down on the expenses of repeating the 3-mile journey into federal waters, use a trip boat system, staying out for an average of about 6 to 8 days.
It's sort of like a Walmart sort of fishery as opposed to an artisanal supplier type of thing. I have to say, there are many good things about the federal scallop fishery. They really have turned their fishery around, and they're producing millions of pounds of a good product.
In addition to simply being older, scallops harvested on trip boats are often subject to artificial enhancements.
In terms of the seafood product, they don't go bad as quickly as others do, but they do change. And there are things that they do in order to enhance the shelf life and also the weight. They'll bring back the scallops, and a lot of people will soak them either in fresh water just so that they'll plump up more so that they can, get more money for them because they're sold by the pound, or they'll put them in a tripolyphosphate solution, which makes them absorb a lot more water, and that's partially to extend their shelf life, but also a big reason is that it makes them weigh more, which means that you're paying for water, and you're not going to get a nice good sear if you have a scallop that's full of water and God knows what else.
An unadulterated dayboat scallop, on the other hand, is so fresh that most fishermen will tell you the best way to eat it is raw. Tog is a large part of the effort to bring Maine dayboat scallops, especially those from restaurant scant down east, to New York City.
I'm basically just trying to bridge the gap between an area where there are a lot of fishermen and not many consumers, and an area where there are a lot of consumers and not many fishermen.
For those of us living outside of the salty aired seafood utopia that is Maine, things are finally looking up. If you happen to live in New York City and are interested in placing an order, you can find Tog and her scallops at www.mainedayboatscallops.com. For Heritage Radio Network, I'm Emma Hammond.
Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more. The song used in this piece is Asking Dub by Evan Hashi. Thanks for listening.